And it is a lovely morning at 58 degrees in downtown Fairhope, 823. You're with Lori DuBose as we welcome Fairhope Mayor Sherry Sullivan into the studio. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Lori.
I'm so privileged to have you here because you're going to dash out of here for coffee with the mayor.
Tell us
about that.
So this is the first in our, you know, yearly series. We kind of started off with State of the City in February, and now we'll do coffee with the mayor, and it'll be every other month, and it'll kind of move around to different locations.
Yeah, you've had one actually outside at the Mike Ford Tennis Center on
That's
a
right.
lovely morning.
That's right.
And a couple of other places. This morning at the Nick Center at 9.
At 9 o'clock. And again, it's just a really good time for people to come that may not feel comfortable calling the office or even coming to a council meeting to ask questions. And pretty much it's just an open forum for people to ask questions about whatever it is they're interested in.
And casual as well.
Casual, very casual.
Okay, good. All right, that's at 9 o'clock. We hope everybody... We'll drop in this morning. It's only about an hour. You'll give a brief presentation on what's happening, and then it's open floor
for
questions, right?
Right, and the presentation is very brief. It's 10, 15 minutes, just kind of an overview of what's going on, and then just questions and answers.
You want to give us a highlight, or we'll just have to wait and see for that?
Well, I mean, pretty much I cover some of the financials and how things are going financially, cover some of the larger projects like the alleyway project, the substation project with the electric department, and then just pretty much, again, open it up for questions.
And some of those substation projects, I think, are some of the infrastructure improvement was on the city council agenda last night. I think 9, 10, 11, 12, and even 13 all had to do with either sewer or electrical improvements.
It did. And the electrical improvements are things we've been talking about for a really long time, especially that 46 kV loop. That will connect all of our substations to give us some redundancy in the system, which we don't currently have. So that means we can switch loads from one to the other to be able so people won't be out of power as long.
Okay, I thought that's what it meant.
So that's what that's for. And again, that project is something we've talked about for a long time. And that'll kind of be, there's one other small project, changing some poles out on Dyer Road, but then after that, pretty much the electric system's going to be in really good shape.
And that's what we need in order to keep up with all the growth. Now,
right.
what is number 12, transfer station slab reconstruction, total bid $145,000. Is that electrical?
That is not electrical. The transfer station is the transfer station where they use down at Public Works. So right as you go in the Public Works building, like if you're going to drop off stuff for the landfill, it's that building right there to your left, the immediate left.
Uh-huh.
So that's the transfer station, and it's just reworking that flooring system.
Okay. All right. And number 13 was another $166,000, and that's what you were talking about, the 46 kV transmission loop.
Correct, and that is just the engineering portion of that. That's a close to a $2 million project, so it's a pretty expensive project.
And this was all budgeted and part of the overall infrastructure improvement plan. Okay.
And part of the five-year plan for the electric department
right.
as well.
Right, okay. Last night, you always give a report of the mayor. Anything you want to mention from that?
Really, I just talked about last week we celebrated Volunteer Week, and this weekend in particular, there was so much going on. There was Earth Day. There was, Chalk the Walk. There was a big soccer tournament, 100-team soccer tournament in town, and that's all because of the volunteers here in Fairhope who give back their time to put on these events and to organize them. So just really wanted to thank all those people who, give of their time and talents to help the city, do everything that we do, and talked about that. And then, of course, mentioned the coffee with the mayor.
And I think since you've been here last, it was, Lineman Appreciation Week?
It was Lineman Appreciation Week.
And I saw you put out accolades to them.
I did. And we actually took three of the guys and went to Montgomery. The Energy Institute of Alabama puts on a great event. It's linemen from all over the state. They all come together for a lunch, and they recognize a lineman of the year. They actually recognized a couple gentlemen who had a coworker, he was like 22 years old, who ended up going into cardiac arrest, and they actually saved his life with CPR, and so they were recognized at that luncheon as well.
Okay. A couple of other items on the agenda were approving funding of temporary positions to replace some folks that or retiring, I presume. Mm-hmm. Electric superintendent and our water and wastewater superintendent mm-hmm. are both retiring, or are they leaving?
They're both retiring.
Wow.
So Jason Langley, water and sewer superintendent, has retired actually a couple times. So I think this is either his second or third time to retire. So he's retiring. He's actually going back to North Alabama where his family is. So happy that he's able to do that. Sorry to lose him, because Jason's been a great asset to the city. And then Conrad Havranek, who's been with the city for over 30 years, is retiring. So he's looking forward to fishing and just enjoying some time with his parents. So it's, of course, presented some challenges for me and as far as hiring. So we're interviewing for those positions now. And we also just lost the gas superintendent, Jeremy Little. He actually took a position with Mobile Clark Gas Service. So he actually moved to Orange Beach. So all three of our utility superintendents.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
So are you able to look within? I know you've obviously got job postings for hiring these positions. But are you interviewing from within already, folks that know the ropes?
I am interviewing from within and outside, looking a little bit of both, just to try to come up with a game plan. I mean, you know, I know there's some really good employees internally, but there's also, you know, there's something to be said for bringing in people from the outside, like Jason was, that brings new practices to the city and kind of shows us a new way of doing things. So, mm-hmm. you know, looking at both options right now.
And then the same thing for the animal control officer. Are they retiring or moving?
No, he's just leaving.
Okay.
And again, just want to overlap in those positions because they're so important to the city. Just give them some training before they leave.
Exiting supervisor can train the new person.
Correct.
Okay. And for those interested in applying, they're on the City of Fairhope's website. All right. Anything else on the agenda that you would like to mention I have not asked about?
I don't think so. I mean, it was the meeting was really over by about 6:30 last night, 6:20. It didn't take very long at all. And then we had one person speak on public participation. It was somebody from the Fairhope Avenue area of town and is interested in closing down Fairhope Avenue for our walk. So they came in and spoke about that.
Oh, so in addition to Delamar, closed Fairhope Avenue. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And that was just a discussion, no action.
There was no action, but it was fairly well received. I think that we'll come back and do that. There's some logistics that we as a city have to take care of, you mm-hmm. know, with the police and everything. I think the thing that we've got to get a handle on is we closed Delamar mainly for the safety of the people who participate in First Friday, because there's a lot of kids who congregate there around Jean's Beans, and there's several galleries on that street. So, but now we're seeing that people are turning into kind of an arts and crafts show. They kind of come set up in the street with their folding table, and we're trying to make sure they have business license, but that's not the intent of closing the streets on First Friday, our walk. It's more for safety than it is for people just to set up their wares in the street. So we're going to have revenue officers out and make sure everybody's got business license, make sure they're on private property and not in the center of the street.
And I know sometimes, you know, there's live music on someone's patio, and so the crowd doesn't really have anywhere else to stand.
Correct.
So they might be in the street.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And as long as you're doing those things on your property, and people are standing in the street, we don't have a problem with that. But the street can't just become a street fair.
Right. Okay. I know you've got to get to the Knicks Center. Anything else you want to cover briefly before you have to go?
One thing we did talk about was in the work session was we talked about Founders Park. There was a drainage issue that we found as we're building the track out there.
Right.
So that's going to be a big number, Lori, that you're going to want to look at. It's $250,000 to replace that drainage pipe.
Whoa.
But we are going back and looking at seeing if we can decrease the size of the pipe, just to see if it would save us some money, because it would be a concrete pipe. But it's fairly expensive, but it's a 725 linear feet, that pipe is. So it's a big project. But again, if we're going to do that project right and make sure that we don't have any problems, you know, after the track is built, we want to take care of this now.
I think Jay mentioned that because of the terrain on that property is so unlevel.
It is.
Excuse me. It's so unlevel in different areas.
Correct. And so they've had to, there's been a lot of dirt work done. So that's mm-hmm. when people talk about the expense of the track. If you go out there and look, you can see that those fields were terraced. So they had to really level everything out for the track. But they have moved a lot of dirt. They're making great progress. But again, this drainage pipe is just something new we found.
Oh, and real quick, I saw you mm-hmm. on TV last night mm-hmm. talking about the clock corner.
Yes.
Give us a brief overview, and when do you think work will start on that?
So it goes out for bid. And then the bids will come back in. We're hoping that it will be complete probably by the end of summer, maybe, you know, August, September. is our time frame, maybe a little bit sooner, but that's going to be a great addition to downtown. It's just going to try to kind of change that streetscape. It's going to allow us to do some plantings, some bench seating, some concrete wall seating, and just really rework that corner, make it a great asset for downtown.
Yeah, the green space just wasn't working. It's,
well, the grass is not looking pretty. We're going to actually put a sign up there in the next couple of days, you know, showing a conceptual of it and just letting people know that we're, you know,
good.
Pardon our progress, but we're
right.
That's right.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Okay.
Fairhope Mayor Sherry Sullivan joining us the second and fourth Tuesday following Fairhope City Council meetings. And now